alerts on. There we go. It is Friday, end of the work week, start of a great weekend. I got that feeling like all goodness is going to come. And we're only at day two of June. So what's up with that already? We're already into the month. Good afternoon, everyone. We're at lunchtime this time with you.
Sisters. Hey, good afternoon, everyone. This is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 5.0 in the Northeast here. We're getting ready to hit the 90 degree mark. We're about at 88, 89, right in that vicinity. And of course, tomorrow it's going to be between 50 and 60 degrees. So
I crack up when Donna, it was on her, a friend of mine who's been visiting all week. I headed home this morning and, you know, I said to her, I was like running around, I had errands to do and got caught up at meetings, finally got home and, you know, kind of get things back in order. And, you know, we were chatting and I'm like, because right now I think it's about close to 90 here and I'm ready to go in the pool, but it's not, you know, yesterday and the day before it was very humid. And I think we had one cooler day. So you get that influx and a lot of people, especially from the Northeast that live, originally from the Northeast that live in the Southeast now, they frequently chat about that. Like, oh, we're getting a break in the weather and it's like 75. And I'm like, but, you know, going from that when you're really in a summer temp for New England and then dropping down 30 degrees, that's a huge drop.
And speaking of dropping and things falling.
I knew as soon as I said that, you were going to come up with a punchline. Go ahead.
Someone whacked his head.
Oh, what? Same person?
Someone whacked his head getting off of Marine Force One.
This morning?
Well, this was posted 22 minutes ago. I don't know. So I don't know exactly the time frame.
Is there a film?
So sometime today.
Is there a film?
Why, of course there is a film.
I can't keep up. The accident waiting to happen. Every step he takes. Like, every move he makes.
I know. I knew it's ridiculous. So this person that I follow on Twitter. Says, dude fell on stage, whacked his head exiting Marine One, and did the stiff dementia walk.
Yeah, you know, funny that you actually mentioned that piece because that came up in conversation, obviously, what was trending yesterday. And a lot of people referenced, you know, what happens when you decline. One of the first things that you're not aware of is your surroundings. So if there was, you know, a sandbag or something that, you know, was in his walking path, and he didn't notice it. I mean, most people, when you're walking, you look at your surroundings. If you notice that stiff walk that he does do, it's, to me, it's like a bad replay of a robot. He's walking robotically, and he's so stiff. And then once the blue moon, you'll catch him with a little surge of energy, and he does that little jog that he does, which is ridiculous at his age. He should not be doing that because he's not, I mean, someone even mentioned that they felt his legs were the size of like a pencil. I mean, he's very fragile.
And now what the other thing that is trending on this Fantabulous Friday, obviously still the fall from yesterday, but the close-up of his shoes and how there's some funky thing going on with the shoes. And maybe it's to, I don't want to say stabilizers, but it looks like some kind of a stabilizer on the back of the heel of the foot.
Like weights?
Like maybe a little weight to help him with the balance issue.
Well then, okay, so it might help him with a balance issue, but you know, his legs are so thin and he's so frail looking. It takes energy to, you know, I know when I wear an ankle, weight, you know, if I'm getting a good walk or I want to do some floor exercises or whatever, a lot of times I'll put extra weight around my ankle and it's like sandbags, but it's Velcroed. So I know like if I'm, you know, walking, it's, you're exerting more energy because you've got this extra weight around your ankle or foot that I don't want to say impedes your ability to walk, because it doesn't, you know, if you're in good shape, it doesn't impede you. You're pushing yourself. That's why it's there. But for someone that's frail, so it might stabilize them from not bobbling like a bobblehead, but, you know, I would think that that would make it harder for him to use those muscles on his legs where they're already frail. They look like, I don't know, pixie sticks, the sticks you want to crack. I mean, he just looks very, he looks like he's lost a lot of weight. And the funny thing is it looks like it's in his torso down.
Yeah. And then I think, of course, to, you know, the comments, you know, such as, you know, when are they going to invoke the 25th? What's going on with the impeachment? Really, what is going on with all that? Like, that was
I think from a common sense person, while it makes common sense, then who you're getting the hyena in return, because she would assume the responsibilities. And you think he's clueless. At least she has more cognitive ability, but you wouldn't know that because she's clueless with cognitive ability.
And still so, trying to find the root cause.
I never wish, you know, anyone harm. And that's why I think it's egregious that he's in the position where he's in, unbeknownst to himself, truly. Other than, you know, being propped up to tell him he's a marionette puppet and they're telling him he's doing a good job, but of course he's not. But he's the representative of the, you know, devil clowns behind that are running our country into the ground. So I think it's sinful that he's in this position.
I think it's
even more sinful, you know, that his loved ones think there's nothing wrong with this. Like, it's absurd. I'd never say anything like it. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Oh, here's another juicy tidbit.
Oh, I love these tidbits. Janice is on alert.
FBI Director Christopher Wray has turned over the key document alleging that the guy who fell and whacked his head was involved in a bribery scheme. And then,
oh, now all of a sudden Chrissy wants to play ball.
Well, this is reported about an hour ago, you know, and I'm not going to get into who posts what, but, you know, I do my own little background stuff. You have to.
Because he's getting like slapped on the hand because he's not, he's evading to speak to Congress. I know he's been evading to go there in person. So that tells me if he's handing over something, one of those, well, hey, here's a little snippet, so leave me alone. I mean,
yeah, you know, well,
he is so far up someone's tunnel, because I'm going to use another phrase, but I don't want to like gross people out. He is so far up someone's tunnel. It's nauseating. And the arrogance, anytime I've seen him be, you know, interviewed or asked questions to, he has this smirk, this smug look about him, this arrogance, you can't touch me for nothing. And I always, every time I see him, I think of, what is it? Is it Puff Daddy? No. Oh, MC Hammer. Can't touch it. You're doing the dance. Can't touch this. And I see his face, because he just has that arrogance about him. That, although I can't imagine him wearing, you know, MC Hammer pants. That would be actually.
Oh my God, he would get entangled within them. You know how I walk in the door and my thing catches on the latch.
No. I'm not talking about the big. I'm not talking about the big guy. I'm talking about the FBI, the acronym agency director.
Right.
I can't see him in MC Hammer pants, but I do think of that song, You Can't Touch This. And he's just, because he has that arrogance about him. Not that MC Hammer has arrogance, but he's postured when he sings that song.
Yeah.
So when I envision that song and I see MC Hammer dancing, but it's Christopher, the acronym agency director's face, I crack up because I'm trying to imagine him now in MC Hammer pants.
Oh, Lordy. Well, I just found something else funny that I saved. I texted it to myself and I sent you a copy of it. I think it's hysterical, and you'll know by my.
I'll look at it after, because if I look at it now, then I think I go pause or something.
Yeah.
Because I'm on my phone. I still got to work out my computer issues here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Spantabulous Friday, and I never say you got to joke at someone else's expense, but the way I'm kind of looking at it, I think they've been playing on our expense for a long time. So if I get some shista giggles out of some of the stupidity, memes that are driven by these cray cray clown, evil clowns in the DC area, so be it.
Yeah. And of course, today is National Donut Day. And what I saw this morning was this cute little video on Twitter, of course. And this guy's going through the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru, and he stops because there's is a Rocky Raccoon who's just kind of like, walking in front, walking up to the drive-thru window. And he patiently sits there and looks up at the gal, and she hands him a donut. He grabs it, looks at the guy, takes a bite out of it, takes another bite, and then
That's funny.
It was adorable.
So what's your favorite, because obviously I did not realize it was donut day. Now, back in the day, I loved donuts. I can't say that I don't still love them. I just don't eat them. What was your favorite donut, or what is your favorite donut? Or do you have a top five or top three?
I have a top one.
Ooh.
So it is a jelly donut. In fact,
yeah, I like the jelly donut too. I haven't had a jelly donut.
About a month or so ago, Gary went to Neil's Donuts. They make all their stuff right there. Absolutely wonderful. He came home with a couple, and obviously I'm gluten free. And I'm like, oh my God, jelly donuts. I have to try a little. I cut it in half, and then I cut that half in little quarters. I had a little taste, and I'm like, oh my God, it tasted so good. It, brought back so many memories. And I'm like, I waited like a half an hour and I had a little more. And then of course, after the second one, 10 minutes later, I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to eat the rest of that. But
why not? That's fine.
And
I have three that I definitely could eat. The jelly donut would be number one. Number two would be a glazed donut, chocolate glazed. So it's a glazed donut with a chocolate frosting on it. Because I really, really, that's so good.
Go ahead.
And the third is the chocolate, full chocolate glazed donut.
That one would be a number two for me. Yeah.
Not funny about that, because I obviously have chocolate is my thing. I love chocolate. Last night, celebrate donuts last night, we were really good all week long as far as like not getting desserts, any of that kind of stuff. Because, neither of us, she's really watching her sugar. She's doing really, really well. And I just very rarely will I have dessert anymore. And John gets mad if I order dessert, because usually I'll order it and I have two bites and he has to eat it. So he's not too happy about that. But we went to Custard's last night because I obviously had to share with her. And what I did was I got my usual hot fudge sundae, double, extra hot fudge. And I could barely get a half in. And it was a small, I always try to get the small. So I think I'm going to have to go down to like a kitty amount, because as much as I love the hot fudge, that's the best part, because then it melts the ice cream and it's so good. I struggled because just the sugar content. It was too sugary. You know what? Because when you're not used to eating sugar and you eat something like that. And of course, no nuts, no cherry, just whipped cream and tons of hot fudge with the vanilla custard ice cream. Oh my God. It was amazing, but by the halfway point, I was getting nauseous. I'm like, I can't eat anymore.
Let's chat about ice cream then. My favorite is mint chocolate chip. And then, of course, I love Forbidden Chocolate by Friendly's. And I also love Vanilla Bean by Friendly's.
Yeah, Vanilla Bean is a good one. John always, and I also like Black Raspberry. Black Raspberry is a good one. Although I don't order often, John usually orders that all the time. But I think I'm going to have to resort to just doing a kitty cup, because like I said, I don't eat ice cream on a regular basis at all anymore. But, you know, custard is one of those splurges. And it was good going down up until getting close to the halfway mark. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting a little nauseous here. She goes, well, why'd you get so much hot fudge on it? I'm like, well, that's what I do. If I'm going to go, I'm going to go all in. So we got that. But it is Fantabulous Friday. I mean, you know, now that you know, you got this warmer weather coming, people are cooking out, you know, having parties, you know, especially, you know, here, we love to outdoor dining as much as we can. Because usually about, you know, if we eat like 6:30-ish, if we're not going out, the weather's a little bit cooler to sit outside to eat. And it's just so enjoyable just, you know, doing all that and all the tastes of summer. There's, you know, the berries. And what we were really excited about, very sweet, is a pink grape, pink pineapple. We went to the farmer's market and they were cutting up these two. One was a melon, but it's a cross between a couple different melons. So sweet and juicy. And then the pink pineapple, which I never heard of. And it's actually sweeter than a regular, but a good sweet, not like a sickly sweet, a good sweet. So I'm going to have some of that this afternoon. I'm excited. You know, make something fresh. And I may even make a smoothie. I'm in the mood for a smoothie.
That sounds really good. And we are definitely planning on vanilla bean ice cream tonight with some hot fudge.
There you go.
Yeah, just a little bit. I don't like a lot because I get a really bad stomach ache if I put too much hot fudge on it. So
I know. That's my thing is I used to do double. I think I'm going to have to go to like the normal now. But anyways, on the Fantabulous Friday, what do you got going? What is your weekend going to look like? You want to obviously make sure that all your goals, everything that you did this week, no matter how small they were, that you're having that conversation in the mirror and saying, myself a pat on the back, I did a good job. You know, did you get through a stressful time? Did you get through, you know, a temptation? Did you finally get into that? Actually, the alert just came on. Trump on Biden's latest fall. Well, I can't wait to read that one. That'll be a good one coming up. But anyways, you know, whatever it is, make sure that you are giving yourself the due diligence of respect and admiration and letting yourself know that, hey, despite some kind of kooky things going on in the week, I still accomplished even one thing. That's the whole point of Fantabulous Friday. And with that, we will see you. Have a great weekend. We will see you Monday for Monday Mindset. Did we have anybody on a Monday off the top of your head? I can't remember.
No.
All right. So you will be on. Yeah, just us. So we'll fill you in on, I'm sure, hopefully, you know, there won't be any more falls for any one particular person. We don't want anyone getting hurt. That's
right. Exactly.
Shame on those that put this man in that predicament. Just whatever that is. It is what it is. But true. We want you to have a good weekend. Again, celebrate you, celebrate your wins, and always think about pushing out kindness and positivity. Yes, always have time for that humor piece and laughter because that does picks up all your endorphins and you feel good. With that, this is Carol Sue, aka Naughty Boss, with you.
Sisters. Hey everyone, this is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 5.0, your go-to Twitter gal. We'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Bye-bye.